Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
So we are talking credit rebuilding. Just before the break, I was discussing a situation with a lady who came to me for help after getting involved with what's called a secured loan program, where the interest rate on the secured loan program for 3 years was no less than 49% interest on a loan. I took her through the Consumer Protection BC website so that she could learn about her rights as a borrower. And it turns out that in this particular case, she was not able to cancel the loan or get out of the loan. However, she was able to cancel the optional loan protection insurance, which has no value in her situation, and also the credit monitoring service, again, no value in her situation. Now, these were add-ons to her program that she honestly didn't even realize existed, but she was able to cancel those two optional portion pieces of the loan, which reduced her monthly payment from $120 to $83 per month. So she still has the same loan package, but she's not paying the extra fees. So if she follows through on making her payments, she should receive the $1,750 at the end of the term, which is a 3-year term. And instead, it's going to cost her $2,993 instead of $4,321, which means it's going to cost her still about 24% to pay off this loan. So it isn't great, but it's a lot better than 49%. But my point is this: whenever you are going to hire someone to rebuild your credit for you, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Now I'd like to go through a process and explain a process where how you can build your credit in a manner that serves you and your interests. Step number one. You need to order your credit bureau report. Credit bureau report is substantially different from a credit bureau score. You probably hear a lot of buzz about the word score, credit bureau score, but in this process, the score really doesn't have any effect on what we're looking for. We are looking for a report. You can go to www.equifax.ca, search for the free credit bureau report request. And you can also go to our second credit bureau office in Canada called www.transunion.ca, search the same thing. You're going to have fillable forms that will require you to input your own information, your street address, any address changes that you've had within the last 3 years. Your social insurance is optional, but what you are requesting is a credit bureau report. So this will come to you a few pages long. It'll have details of accounts that are active, that are inactive. It'll have application details. It'll have the details of accounts that have been closed on your behalf. And you're probably going to find some errors on that report. You then can fill out request error correction forms on both of those websites. Those error correction forms are there. Sometimes they take some finding, but you fill out the details that outlines the problems or the mistakes that are on your bureau, and you request that the credit report fix those errors immediately. Now, the credit bureau must either contact the creditor that provided that inaccurate information and have that information updated, or go ahead and fix their credit bureau according to the information that you have provided. One of the things you need to understand is the credit bureau is not allowed to do nothing. You may have to make some noise to get some changes, but it's worthwhile to get errors off your credit bureau. Statistically, 85% of credit bureau reports contain errors. Step one, get your credit bureau report and take a look at it and get the details fixed. Step number two is going to be for you to set up a savings account and start dedicating a monthly amount to that savings account. Now, the point of you saving money, does that make sense with credit rebuilding? Yes, it does. Walk with me through this process and you're going to see that this is a golden process for you to walk through to not only build your credit, but to have savings at the end of the process. So every month you're dedicating a particular amount into that savings account. Now let's just take a scenario, an imaginary scenario. Let's say that you reach a balance of $1,500 in that account. Now comes your next step. You're going to make an appointment with a credible lender. You're going to ask if you can borrow the same dollar amount that you already have in your savings account. Then you're going to request that we have a short-term loan, and you're going to offer your savings account as security. The lender will probably want to tie that money up, so be prepared. You won't have access to that cash during the contract loan of the loan. That money will probably be locked away in a non-redeemable GIC or guaranteed investment certificate or a term deposit. But that way, the bank has no risk in lending you the $1,500. If your credit bureau does not reflect very well for you, that savings account is what is going to create the situation where you can be approved for the $1,500 loan. Now, once you're approved for that loan, your monthly payments will begin. Each of those loan payments will be reported to the credit bureau on your behalf, which will boost your credit rating. When the loan is paid off, you now have twice as much cash available. So you had $1,500 that you saved, you borrowed $1,500, you paid off that $1,500, you now have $3,000. Go ahead and make a second appointment with your lender and ask to borrow $3,000 based on the amount that you have in savings. So you're going to offer again that savings account as collateral for the $3,000 loan. Again, you're going to walk through the same process. Monthly payments are going to be made to the lender according to the contract of the loan. At the end of the loan contract, and all of those payments have been reported properly to the bureau on your behalf, you now have $6,000 of your money. Plus, you have whatever amount of time it took you to pay off two loans, you have all of those positive payments reported to the bureau on your behalf. So as you can see, you can repeat this process as many times as you wish and as many times as your cash flow can allow. You may not be able to double that amount every time, but you can see the growth potential. So if your reason for rebuilding credit is that you want to be able to purchase a house, this plan creates a forced savings plan that you are intentionally saving your down payment for your home purchase while at the same time rebuilding your credit bureau report. If for some reason you're interested in fast-tracking this credit rebuilding process, you can add one more component. Though this is a little bit more complicated to do properly, it is a component that can help to put your credit rebuilding process into high gear. You can do this by using the forced savings plan that I just described and add what's called a credit card with a low balance. But it's not a credit card that is used for spending. So your balance available on this credit card that you're applying for is under $500. We're looking for $200 to $300 at max. Instead of having this credit card in your wallet or on your person, you're just going to leave it at home. The payments and the expenses that are going to touch this card and actually register with this card are automatic payments that you're going to set up with either paying a utility or a couple of utilities or paying, for example, a cell phone bill. So you can have Rogers or Bell or whoever you deal with for your cell phone company automatically take your monthly payment off a credit card. And then, of course, you can turn around and pay that credit card, pay those expenses that you've incurred on that credit card. The credit card doesn't become part of your thinking in terms of cash that's available for spending. It's on purpose being used to pay bills that you normally pay through your bank account. So it's not outside of what your household expenses are are already and are regularly and you're habitually paying. It's just an added payment method so that the expenses that are charged onto the credit card are reported to the credit bureau on your behalf. And then your payments that are made to the credit bureau, pardon me, to the credit card are reported to the credit bureau on your behalf. So combining a low balance credit card that pays your bills and the forced savings plan, whereby you are on purpose building a down payment or on purpose building up a cash reserve, whatever your intentions are for that. Having those two pieces together will fast track your credit rebuilding process. But again, I'd really like you to sit down and think about why, what the reason is behind rebuilding your credit, and who gave you this message that you need to rebuild your credit. Credit has never put, or pardon me, a credit rating has never put groceries on anyone's table. And you want to put your groceries on your table, not groceries that you've purchased with a credit card. Now, I realize that some folks find themselves in the position where they don't have a choice but to do that. The debt load has become so great that it's starting to overtake the cash flow that they have available for feeding themselves and feeding their families or keeping the lights on or just the day-to-day expenses of life. If that is your situation, I'm going to ask you to take a look at my website, see what help that can be offered that way. If you do have any questions or you'd like to discuss anything with me further, you can call me directly. My number is 250-552-5757. That number once again is 250-552-5757. I would gladly discuss whatever challenges it is you're facing, and perhaps I can give you some tips or help you to find your own solution to whatever is bothering you financially. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate having this opportunity to speak into such a delicate issue regarding our credit, regarding our finances, and the idea of rebuilding credit. And my encouragement is that we rebuild our credit safely. Until next time, we'll chat again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.